Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Maybe just rush my timing, you know. I'm a confident person. I think I can put it anywhere. So some of them I just should progress, you know, shouldn't just force the ball. But any throw that I make, I think, you know, I can make the throw. I just missed a couple, and that's part of the game.
That's Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud talking about his performance in a 23-21 win for the Texans over the Raiders. Their seventh straight win on the season, the third straight 10-win season of the DeMeco Ryans era. But C.J. Stroud in this game struggled. 23 of 35 for just 187 yards, a 5.3 yards per attempt average. No turnovers, no sacks, but lots of missed throws, John, specifically overthrows and sailed passes. He was someone who did not hoop on Sunday.
He did not hoop, and then he did, at the end there. Now, certainly got a lot of help.
Thank you very much, referees.
From the referees. But nevertheless, made some good throws, too. Dalton Schultz clearly is one of those guys that he feels like, Nico, I'll just throw it in that direction. But I think the bigger question for me with C.J. Stroud right now, and nobody here believes he's, you know, fragile or, you know, not strong-minded or anything, but I do think he goes in waves of when things start out good, the confidence, you know, just grows and grows and grows and becomes that killer that he talked about back in the day. I think when things start out, you know, badly, like they did yesterday, I think the confidence is just not quite there. It's not about, you know, buy-in or whatever. You said something that I totally agree with earlier. He really has it in him to, I want to drive the ball down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to drive. It's an innate with
first
him.
Play of the game yesterday. And mm-hmm. that might have been a design play. You bring in Blake Fisher, you go jumbo, and mm-hmm. then you chuck it downfield. But you didn't like what you saw the first couple of series mm-hmm. of the games from the Texans, specifically Nick Cayley calling plays.
Yeah, and I didn't. And I don't think a lot of people did. There were boos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, later in the first half, mm-hmm. which was interesting.
They were loud boos, too.
They were loud
scattering. It was loud.
Yeah, so I really feel like C.J. Stroud, it's a matter of that script that we talked about, getting him some completions, and maybe that's the design that they've had in certain games, those short completions. Then when you see something, you know, it took a while for – it took three quarters for him to really start looking like the guy we thought he was.
Over the middle works for him,
mm-hmm.
and he has to, I think, remind himself – that's where he can put the ball
mm-hmm.
in the best possible spots. Maybe he was feeling Max Crosby a little bit more than he's felt pass rushers in other games. Crosby didn't have a sack, but Crosby was awesome
mm-hmm.
yesterday. That was my first in-person Max Crosby experience. That guy is a all-heart, all-hustle kind of player. Maybe he was
saved a touchdown on Nick Chubb's run.
He did. It was a hell of a play. I mean, he ran him down quick, too. Like, that also is a reflection. Nick Chubb is no longer the old Nick Chubb. But Stroud has got to be better than what we saw yesterday if this team's going to go on a run. So he didn't hoop, but who did hoop in yesterday's game?
Well, the one that really stood out to me, changed the game, you know, put the game in the Texans' favor. Obviously, Derek Stingley. His ball skills are absolutely incredible.
A lot of ball talk. Ball skills, ball placement. All footballs. That
Yeah, but it wasn't a great pass by Geno Smith. Probably his worst pass of the day. But to be able to turn and contort his body, get that ball, get down. I thought for a second he might have been touched because the receiver kind of swiped at him. But then the wherewithal to go down the field and score the touchdown. Now has four interceptions. They don't throw at him a lot. But when they do, it's a dangerous proposition. And Mark Vandermeer said something earlier this morning on Texans radio where I went, no way. And then I went, well, you know, like that meme of the girl that she's like, no, 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 no. And they're like, well, maybe. How about a couple plays of Derek Stingley on offense?
Oh, I knew you were going to go here.
How about at least one or two?
Red zone,
throw it up.
I think he has the second best ball skills on the team.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to talk about balls.
Yeah.
He is incredible at finding the football, getting it to the highest point, and coming back to it. That's a tough to learn skill. And hey, if you're doing that as a defender, I think Stingley could do what Travis Hunter optimally could do for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Crazy to think the Jaguars are winning, by the way, without Travis Hunter.
And we're not saying go both ways. You know,
a couple plays.
Just put in a play or two.
Definitely want him in on Hail Marys.
Red zone, Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Obviously, Hail Mary defense, he'll be there.
For sure.
But something along the... Anybody else jump out to you as far as they hooped?
EJ Speed. Considering there's no Azeez Al-Shaair in this game, I know the Texans gave up a lot of yards on the ground, and that might be something concerning. You were saying, hey, maybe it's a blueprint going forward. For sure. They're going to have to be better against the run than they were there. But I thought EJ Speed did a great job of doing what a linebacker is supposed to do. Some linebackers, and I'm not going to act like I'm some NFL expert, ex-player or anything like that, but there are a lot of guys who get put on a pedestal because of the amount of tackles that they have. An example of this, you might have seen earlier in the week. Did anyone see the Ian Rapoport, I'm taking this straight from an agent report, how Devin White could set a record for like tackles in the season?
Mm-hmm.
Devin White's making a lot of those tackles downfield. Well, as you get older as a linebacker, everyone starts doing that. I started to see that with Bobby Wagner when I was up at Seattle. Everyone thought he was the best linebacker in the game. I'm talking with some linebackers that covered the team up there, ex-linebackers. I didn't really see it. A linebacker that actually finds where the gaps are in a running game and attacks them with a reckless kind of abandon, which you see from Jalen Petrie a lot, that's exactly what you need. And Speed did a great job of that yesterday. And they needed it without Al-Shaair, who is one of, in D'Amico Ryan's words, the three most important tone setters for this defense. Kamari Lassiter, he had number one. Azeez Al-Shaair and Jalen Petrie. Someone had to step up with Al-Shaair out. I thought Speed did a great job yesterday.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that. Devin White is the best example. Another one that stood out to me, and this, well, we can also go like who didn't hoop, because when Trent Brown went down and he was playing well, you were saying earlier, no sacks, you know, that were.
At the very least, they kept CJ upright.
They kept CJ upright. But the combination of hooping and not hooping, when he went down, Tytus Howard immediately went to right tackle. Jarrett Patterson to left guard. Blake Fisher had to go to left tackle, and they were trying to get him a lot of help over there. Blake Fisher, he will not be on this team next year, I don't believe. But shout out to Tytus Howard for doing what he's been doing all year long. I mean, just making it seamless. Just doing, I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit.
Especially considering he had changed his profile on social media right tackle only. Nope, he's done what he's supposed to do. That's what you look for out of a leader. And this offensive line didn't really have a true leader last year. You had a great player in Laramie Tunsil, but Laramie. Yeah, and that was at least the conventional thought from a lot of people who have been covering the team of late.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoes shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys who balled yesterday. You mentioned Derek Stingley earlier. I said EJ Speed a little bit earlier. The pass rush tandem. Between these two, it's Will Anderson with a sack, Danielle Hunter with a sack. It's the best pass rush tandem in the National Football League. And while they aren't always as good at getting to the quarterback as you would want with a four-man rush, last couple of weeks it hasn't been as great as it was earlier in the year. Those two are just impossible. And the relentlessness that both Anderson and Hunter play with.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few players that a team can roll out there on both sides of a defensive line that are able to do what they do.
Will Anderson just continues to, by the way, very vocal in this game. You know, and though a lot was made last week about, you know, not talking to the media or whatever. I don't know what was going on there. Maybe he had his eye poked, apparently, or whatever.
My read, and I'm speculating here, I think he was frustrated with his performance, but there was a moment in that game against the Cardinals where he was on the sideline and D'Amico Ryans was talking him down. And if you've heard Will Anderson talk enough, he says, like, yeah, sometimes I get a little bit too hyped, and Danielle Hunter is the one who's talking him down from time to time. Yeah, he was a little bit more, I think, vocal as a leader in this game.
And he was in the middle of the circle pregame, breaking the guys down or whatever.
Yeah,
so clearly just that guy. And I do, it's crazy because the offense was so bad for so long. But I just keep going back to Dalton Schultz and the season that he is having. Broke Owen Daniels' record for catches in a season by a tight end, which is saying something alone. And we mentioned it last week, you know, the most catches going into this weekend. I'm sure he's right up there still of all AFC tight ends. That includes Travis Kelce. That includes every tight end in the AFC. Dalton Schultz, easily a Pro Bowl tight end.
Into the year, D'Amico Ryans said, he's looking like the old Dalton Schultz, the guy that they thought they were getting, I guess, when he was with the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he has been incredibly reliable. You would like a little bit more after the catch, but I think a lot of tight ends, their fan bases would say the same thing about them.
Yeah.
He has been incredibly reliable, considering, you know, he had some drops in big moments last year, specifically against the Chiefs. Yeah, he's been really, really consistent for CJ Stroud in a year where after Nico Collins, you needed somebody to step up.
Do you have anybody else? Because I do have a question for you after that.
It's tough for me to look at this game and
like hooped, and like say balled hooped. Out.
So I'll just say Kyahmi Fairbairn.
Yeah.
I mean, that he's, as we said a little bit ago, he's one of your top five most reliable players in terms of scoring points.
And the good thing with him is, we've talked about it a little bit, you know, late in the season, especially in weather. Yesterday wasn't a weather game. You know, he has struggled. He's shown some signs of struggle in outdoor environments, et cetera. There's going to be some of those, but of course he passed all those tests in Kansas City, and he's getting it done. The question I have for you, because we've talked about the run game, and actually you and I were talking about during a break, you know, Woody Marks, I like a lot, but you can't make Woody Marks like your featured back. You know, he's got to be the number two guy.
Yeah.
Maybe a third down or whatever. But how do we feel about that one run that Nick Chubb had? I mean, the guy has just – he didn't even take very many snaps. I think Jawar Jordan had – 12 of the first 13 snaps. They didn't even put him out on the field very much. And then he comes up and makes the big play.
He's one of the best yards after contact runners in NFL history. And, you could put the numbers up. It's a shame that they did not keep those numbers as long as they should have. But he is really good still at continuing to drive and drive forward. I'll also say Lonnie Johnson.
That was a weird play.
You got to make that tackle. At the very least – You got to – Lonnie Johnson was going for the forced fumble there. He was going for the big play.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if you're actually good at punching the football out, fine. But Lonnie Johnson, the life of Lotta, was no Peanut Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going that far on that one.
The life of Lotta.
He did have a YouTube show that he was trying to launch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what sports are these days. Everyone's got their own personal brand, which sometimes maybe –
yeah.
Is a priority over what he's doing on the field.
And I have one more, and it is all over the text board. So I think a lot of us are on the same page. There was a hit on a special team on a punt, or was it a kickoff? I think it was a kickoff. And I turned to you, and I said, I know who that is without even looking at the number. Because I just saw the hit, and that guy was British Brooks.
Oh, foul.
I mean, it was so – no, actually, it was Reggie. I get you confused with Reggie a lot. But
we do look the same.
I turned to Reggie. I said, I don't know who that is. And didn't even know who – you know, I hadn't even looked at the number. I hadn't gotten up from the pile.
Yeah.
British Brooks on special teams is a nut.
He's a killer.
He doesn't care.
I like that a guy who is a running back has found a way onto the field because he knows he is more than just that. And he goes out there. And, yeah, feels like it's once every 3 weeks where you are hearing some
de-cleating.
Lumber being laid out there.
Just de-cleat someone.
Who hooped? Who didn't hoop? 713-572-4610. That's how you call in. That's how you text in. Almost at another phone number. On YouTube and on Twitch.
That's on your 2024 Christmas card.
As well, yes, yes. In case you're just tuning in, I'm so slow at sending out Christmas cards. I still haven't sent my 2024 Christmas cards out. Send them with the 2025s, and maybe the 2026 is when I don't do it this year. Up next, no Figgy, but we got Figgy's mixtape.
We do.
The Texans won, but are you happy? Stay put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.